Hey, it's Stein. Nancy Leeson and I both love to shop for food, just not as often as we once did. Our grocery shopping's when, where's, and how's on the menu of today's Food for Thought.
Hey, Stein. I know you love to shop for food, that is. I'm guessing that, like me, you're probably not going out as much.
Hardly at all. Food is about the only thing I do like to shop for. I hate shopping for anything else. You know, I used to stop at the supermarket every day on my way back from the station. I'm not doing that anymore because I'm not going to the station. I'm working from the Blanket Fort home studio, just me and the mic and the cats. So, I don't know, maybe once a week, sometimes twice.
I really don't hit the supermarket anywhere near as much as I used to, which was every day. But I do hit a little more frequently my local fishmonger.
Hold on a second. You've used this expression before, your fishmonger. Do you actually have a fishmonger?
Yes, his name is Ken. He runs and owns Kuzma's in Edmonds. It's a wonderful spot.
Is it a fish store, a seafood store?
Yes.
It's just the term fishmonger. It sounds like something from Dickensian London.
I go there because I'm not going to go to the supermarket because I decide I want to make a halibut or I need some mussels. But the thing that you can't keep a lot on hand is fresh produce, which is why I was so excited when my local farm stand opens. I feel safer going into an open-air market, which is why I love that place, and especially why I've been going to my local farmer's market as well on Saturdays that just reopened several weeks back. Have you hit the local farmer's market yet?
No, I haven't, and I really need to. They've all reopened in Tacoma here. Is it a different experience these days?
It's a different experience in that they have people posted at the entrance and the exit. There's only one way in now. They really don't want you to go in and hang out. The vendors are wearing masks. Most of the people I see are wearing masks. There are fewer vendors at my market. You can only have so many vendors in that space, but it's getting better every week, and all the gorgeous produce is out. All of those farmers are aching. They need our business. This is the only time of year where they really can do the business. And with so many restaurants closed or opening in a different capacity, it's just a sin. Get out there and support your local farmers at your local farmers market. I was there the other day and I got some gorgeous just-picked Skagit strawberries and really perfectly beautiful green snap peas and purple bok choy and jumbo eggs. I also got a beautiful loaf of pumpernickel.
Wait a minute, you don't bake your own pumpernickel like I do? You'll have to try mine sometime. Just bring your own hacksaw. You pay for the stuff about the same way?
Vendors are taking non-contact payments like Venmo or Apple Pay. And you can pay with your credit card. One of my favorite flower vendors has a payment box, so you can just drop your cash right in there. They've got hand sanitizer stations. Definitely feels great to be out there. And the one place I haven't been that I am going to, and soon, is Pike Place Market, because that market belongs to all of us. Many businesses and the people involved there and that entire market neighborhood and the social services that they have are all being hugely affected by what's going on right now. And the market has 500 independent businesses in there. There's 600 senior residents. We need to get down there and shop.
Does it stress you out when you go food shopping?
It stresses me out when I go any kind of shopping now. I wear a mask. It fogs up my glasses. You have to smile with your eyes, you know? You can't tell when you're looking at someone whether, you know, they want to punch you or they're friendly. It is stressful.
Nats, face masks with smiles on them. We'll make a million, I tell you.
What do you want to bet someone already has?
If I thought of it, I'm sure 1,000 others have as well. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
Support your local farmer's market.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
What she said.
Stein.